The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now, online and in-store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Oh, Harley Carnes, it's all happening in your neck of the woods. The impeachment trial has begun.
Well, and I think we've got our answer to what they really want to do. They've decided to try to make it quick. The Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is proposing 48 hours of argument, 24 hours for the Democrats and 24 hours for the White House, which should be ample time to lay out the case against the president. After all, we've been watching it for weeks. Also ample time, perhaps, to offer defense. And I think it'll be a pretty full-throated defense that will attack the very idea that these charges might rise to an impeachable offense. A lot of people don't think so. The Democrats want to expand the investigation from the House and calling for more witnesses, digging for more evidence. Republicans say, "Ganug, enough already." a year of nonsense, weeks of testimony that have led to two charges that are both untrue and wouldn't rise to impeachable offenses. That's what the Republicans are saying, certainly. Included in the rules is the right, just as in any court, for the White House to make a motion for dismissal at any time, which would force a vote. And so they could put an end to it, even if they look like they're going to go longer term. The White House could say, all right, let's have a vote and see what happens.
Yeah, cut it short. Meanwhile, Trump is in Davos.
Yeah, he's trying to continue doing his work. And he is doing some business in Switzerland. He's at the World Economic Forum, touting the U.S. economic strength, the strength of the economy, encouraging other countries and big companies to invest more money in America, says there's no better place for you to put your money. The environment's a big issue in Davos this year. And so on the issue of climate change, he said, let's not succumb to climate pessimism long term. And he said the U.S. will strongly support this maybe the best man-made solution to plant 1 trillion trees worldwide. It would suck up a lot of carbon dioxide and pump out a lot of oxygen. So
yeah,
that
yeah.
could be a good thing.
And you've got a victim of this coronavirus, have you?
Yeah, people are beginning to pay attention to it. You know, if it stays in China, we wouldn't pay an awful lot of attention other than it's fascinating. But this coronavirus has got one guy seriously ill. He's in stable condition in his 30s in Washington State. He's in Everett, Washington. The doctors are monitoring him. He called them. He's very smart. They, as they put it, he's a very astute gentleman. He'd been paying attention, had visited in the Wuhan, the city of Wuhan in central China,
yep.
Knew that that's where the problems were. When he had some problems, he called them and they took a look at him and said, yep, that's you've got it.
Okay.
And
all
so
right.
Now they're screening his friends and family, too.
All right, Harley, thank you for that.